Xabi Alonso. I think fantastic. Not all great players make good coaches, but he has totally of great coaches, philosophers, yes, tactical wise, so sound, and he's schooling Thomas Tuchel, who actually won the Champions League with Chelsea.
For Thomas Tuchel, you can take the man out of Chelsea, but you can't take Chelsea out of
Chelsea fans.
The man.
Not like that. Chelsea fans are not for winning. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Beta Sports Podcast. Click the like button, remember, share, subscribe, follow us on all social media platforms. As always, we have lots in stock for you today. This is Sports Juice on Beta Sports Podcast. Ife, how are you doing?
I'm frozen. Was it intentional?
Are you a gentleman?
I'm a gentleman.
Are you really?
In this country, in fact, Yoruba boys are gentlemen.
You're already bringing the Yoruba boys and gentlemen.
Those that go through that Yoruba demon thing is not okay for everybody.
So those ones are meant to gen.
Yeah, I am
the
a gentleman.
The cool ones are gentlemen.
Of course.
Well, we have Premier League. We've had AFCON come and gone. And we're back to club football, league actions, and full constitution, because probably our situation was quite divided in the sense we had AFCON.
It was
and
very
Asia,
divided. Not
Asia
quite.
Cup.
It was very
people
divided.
Are still yet to land from that euphoria of the high AFCON, the AFCON. But then back to league football, and then reality check for we that are Manchester United fans. Yes, back to Ten Hag and his problems. I'm a Man United fan.
I understand.
Even the women self, Maskina. I'm coming for you, Sha. But then again, we'll start from the Spanish side, Girona. They came from competing for the league title with Madrid, and now they probably are fighting for a spot in the top four.
Well, that just happened because of their low, deep in form. At the point, they've not been winning consecutively again. So drawing games and losing some key players to injuries, I think that's been one of the reasons for their, deep in form.
Are they shrinking?
Shrinking.
Yeah, they're shrinking like pressure.
Well, if you say pressure to Poju, because pressure to what? Pressure man what every time. What I mean is there's always pressure. There's always pressure, especially when you are aiming for the top. And, you know, trying to go for the top comes with a lot of criticisms and how far you can actually take it. So for some people, they are waiting for Girona to fall. They're waiting for Girona to
Carry us back to 2015, 2016, when Leicester City won the league title in Premier League. And people were saying, okay, people were saying that Leicester will still come down. They'll still come down. And then eventually went all through and won it. Now, for Girona, now I'm sure fans were like,
of course,
it's usually Madrid, Barcelona, and
Atletico Madrid.
Now, but they were saying like, oh, they will soon drop, And then they went on, I think the first half of the season,
of course,
they were winning games. They dropped
January.
I think they dropped just 5 points that first period.
Yeah, the first period.
Just losing to, the first
Madrid,
loss was Real Madrid, and then two draws.
Yeah, two draws.
So, but then, aside then, but now, after the break, now into the reverse of those features now, they are dropped close to, I think, 11 points now.
Actually, they were actually on an unbeaten 15-match unbeaten run before they met Real Madrid again.
Touched their hands.
And before
the Los Blancos touched them.
Where they started that unbeaten run started from after they lost to Real Madrid last year. And now Real Madrid ended their unbeaten run again.
But it seems like they can't pick up that point, because they've gone away to most of the difficult grounds in La Liga, because you go away to Real Sociedad and then you go away to the likes of Atletico Bilbao.
And do well.
And go to Santiago. Those stadiums are quite fierce and it's very difficult
but
to go there and grind
that
result.
They've actually tried this season. Even when they were not expected to get wins, they've been getting wins. I mean, you know what I mean?
Like they're small. Barcelona. No, we know that they are a small club.
Know what I mean? Barcelona. Know what
Barcelona. Talk about Barcelona. I'm sure their fans now will be very happy, because the points gap between they and Girona and Real Madrid is not so much. It's not so much. So and even the league, the top of the league, they can actually start grinding results out and then hope for those two sides to start dropping more points.
Probably they might give Xavi a farewell with the league.
Where Klopp is doing
talking about
in Liverpool.
Klopp. League has not ended. Let's not actually push to that. But
no, but then people always say that Girona. In La Liga, why is it that it's always just that three teams? We saw how Leicester did this in Premier League.
Yeah.
But then when Leicester was shooting for the Premier League title, it was Tottenham that was behind them. Not the usual Man United, Chelsea, Arsenal.
Chelsea were doing some... Like, if Chelsea is playing against a team today, it depends on how much points Chelsea gain. That will look at the pressure.
The pressure between for the league title was mostly between Leicester and Tottenham. Now.
Yeah, that,
so, but then it's not the usual Arsenal, Liverpool, Man United, or Man City.
That was when Guardiola just came into
the Premier League. Yeah, they're not in gear then. So I'll say those clubs. But for La Liga side now, the league has always rotated between Real Madrid, Barcelona, few occasions, Simeone's Atletico Madrid. So is it very, very difficult to see a club side just come and in this era? We know that previously we've seen other clubs that have won the Liga titles.
Yeah.
Yes, aside these three big sides.
Of course, Valencia.
But then, yes, they have. But then, I mean, like in recent history, like past 10, 15 years now, something we've seen Leicester do. We've seen Lille in Ligue 1 win the title.
Yeah, do that too. In Serie A,
Juventus are not Juventus of these days. Now, normally we have Juventus winning back to back.
Now, they did it for like 9 seasons.
It's ended now because we see the league title in that side rotating from Inter Milan to AC Milan,
Napoli.
So, why is it difficult for teams in La Liga to do same?
Like,
it's tough. What's it about the league side?
It's not really about the league. There's a businessman approach that those top La Liga teams bring into their game. Now they know that this is our style of play. This is the kind of players we need. Unlike the Bundesliga, where they know that it's just a two-man league. And if you are doing well for other clubs, Bayern will sign you, Dortmund will sign you. But in La Liga, it's quite different because you can't. Barcelona depend heavily on their youth. They depend heavily on loan. Recently, that's what we've seen them doing, and it's something that at the point in every 2-3 years, you always see a shining star coming up, like somebody who just come up from behind.
Even when Messi
was around, there's always somebody that trying to usurp his. Exactly. When we saw how Neymar came into the ranks, came in after coming from Santos, you know, came in and the whole transfer thing got him off. Then another person came into the. That's talking about Ansu Fati too. We are hearing different things now. It is Lamine Yamal.
Where's Fati now, please?
Fati is in Brighton. He's on loan.
Yeah. Well, I think all those ones are probably off field issues for Barcelona because they've been going through a whole lot of crises. Yes.
So same with Madrid. Now Madrid have built a team constantly, and they know that this team are taking them throughout the decade. So now you see what they are doing with the new team now. These young players, all of them, except the likes of Modric, Cruz, Carvajal, Nacho, those are like just maybe Alaba too and Courtois. Those are just few old players there. But you see how this team with the likes of Bellingham, Vinicius, Rodrigo, those are the people that are going to take Madrid again for another decade. And that's just their policy. So you can't really catch up with a team that have been consistent for that long. And Barcelona had that Messi factor throughout. Well, since Messi left, you can see the downturn in their form and everything. But they've won the league sometimes, but that's not been the same again. So for other teams to catch up with them, it's going to be tough because they have some system building into it. It's only Atletico Madrid. Why Atletico Madrid is there? It's because since Simeone came in 2012, he has built a system whereby Atletico Madrid, they cannot afford to go lower than the Champions League. In the first season, he won a title for them. I think it was the Europa League or so. But since then, first, second, third. That's always been like that.
No, aside winning the league.
So for
now,
other teams to catch up with them, that is going to be tough because they have a pattern of how they want to do things. Teams that can try.
So, aside winning the league now, but like when you watch Girona, because people
play fantastic football.
People that actually, you know, bet on these guys now. When you watch Girona, even when they're playing and they're losing, you always bank on them to always come from behind and probably score goals. And they're a team that play sweet football.
It's soft football.
They are very attacking sides. Like their wingers, their full backs are so on point. Their strikers. We saw Tuani didn't do well for Middlesbrough. But then he's doing so well for Girona.
He has been doing well.
Even coming from the bench.
He came from Girona. You know, when they were even relegated, he was still with them. And now they came up again.
Even from our former Man United player, Dele Blind, playing defense for them.
They just signed him this season.
I think one thing we look at for Girona side, it has to be the fact that, you know, we saw last season with Barcelona when they won, they were on very good form. And that's thanks to their defense last season. And
yeah, the first half of the season, they were
so good defensive wise. They didn't let so many goals in. But then the second half of the season, like towards the end of the league title, they started falling. So I think the same thing also happening to Girona, because now if you watch the games they play, most of the goals they let in are goals that probably even the first half of the season they don't do that.
Yeah.
So I think other teams are probably go and watch what they are doing so well in the first half and then start, you know.
Yeah, for Girona, unlike their other owner counterpart, talking about Manchester City. Manchester City have built a consistent, it's now what we know them for. That
no, you can't compare them because Girona are quite a small team.
Yeah, I'm even trying to like bring it to the fact that Man City are a team that aura around them when it's in the second half of the season.
Yes.
That they have a lot of squad depth, and because they know that a lot of teams have watched them from the first half of the season. Coming to the second half, Guardiola will just change one or two tactics, and that will just sustain them throughout. So not all the teams have that that player capacity. Now, Girona have been on hit with injuries and some key players too. The fact that this Girona side are doing so well this season, they did not just start like that. Their coach, Michel Sanchez, he did not just start this journey. Though a lot of people were complaining about his tactics even when they got promoted in last season, before this season came.
Yeah.
And this last season, they sold a lot of key players.
Yeah, they changed, squad, like, the money they spent so far in wages and even on transfers are not as compared to the likes of Real Madrid or Barcelona, definitely. Even the top four for them. But I think for last season,
I think $7.5 million.
But now, with the whole thing happening now, I think Barcelona themselves will say, this league title needs two. I feel it now.
Yes.
But then again, because the point gap between these sides
are not much.
They probably, but sometimes they have tough features to play. They'll still play the second leg of the Clasico, I think, against, and they also play Girona again.
Those
games are key for the three sides, actually. Madrid, Girona, and maybe Carlo Ancelotti's side will probably say we have an advantage because of the point gap between them and Girona and probably top position Barcelona. So for you now, like, do you think, with the way they've dropped from first to second, do you think that they will eventually finish in top four or they will drop out?
Their sustainability approach will matter.
Mm.
And that what I just mean is that how can they sustain the team when they are not winning?
Yeah.
Can they still pick up those draws that can still at least keep them in the Champions League? That I'm not really sure.
Because now, they might
fall off.
Bilbao are looking around to just creep in there.
Bilbao are even trying to be very, very consistent at this point in time.
Yes, definitely.
And Atletico Madrid are also coming back.
Real Sociedad that too.
I don't think they can keep up. But if they do, wonderful.
But the big issues, one thing about football, like I said, teams that aim to probably go to the Champions League or win titles is that even when you play against the big sides, you can't say maybe you drop points against those sides. When you meet the smaller teams, you should be able to grind out three points to keep you there. And for me, I feel that their run in the first half of the season was fantastic, good.
Very fantastic.
Would
just
they
one
sustain
one win, one
it with injuries? I'm not so sure. Would they start struggling? Definitely, they will start struggling for top four with every other sides. That number one position, I think, is probably going to go back to the usual of Barcelona, Real Madrid, and Barcelona.
I think Atletico Madrid are not really involved in that conversation so far, but the La Liga is getting much more interesting.
Seeing Girona,
the fact that Girona,
we never saw it. I was seeing Leicester City happen, but now I'm
last season, even the way they finished, it's a team that I've watched sometimes, and I see that they play good football. Let's just see how far, but I didn't expect them to go top for like consistently
a very long
and they
time.
Are a team that
big teams,
it's not just one player.
They manhandled Barcelona.
It's not just one player. Do you not see what they did to Sevilla?
At least leave Sevilla, because we know that in the league, for instance, they don't. Sevilla are not that good side.
Fine, Sevilla.
No,
you
know, it's European sides, but
16,
Barcelona
17,
are defending champions,
season,
and the Girona, a small team that that where they come from, safe. They are destroying your life. Secondly, Xavi will be like, they do or die affair right now. But away from La Liga side and Girona, who I feel might actually maybe just finish around the European spots, Champions League or Europa League, one of those spots for me then, into another team that is doing so well now, this time around, in the Bundesliga. Now, Harry Kane escaped from Tottenham and went to Bayern Munich, who are known for winning their league year in, year out, season after season. At least you're guaranteed the trophy when you're a Bayern Munich fan. Yeah. And then, sad one for Kane. He has missed out on two trophies already.
Yeah.
And they just have Champions League, which they already lost the first leg to Lazio. And now they are 8 points behind Xabi Alonso. I think fantastic. Not all great players become make good great coaches, but I think Xabi Alonso is someone that
he's doing well. Same thing with Mikel Arteta too. I think they have that almost the same philosophy. But Xabi Alonso said,
the fact that he was under Guardiola, he played under Ancelotti, played under Mourinho I think. Too. Yeah, so like. Good coaches.
He should have that.
Even Benitez, I think, in Liverpool. So he has two, three of great coaches, philosophers, yes, tactical wise, so sound. And he's schooling Thomas Tuchel, who actually won the Champions League with Chelsea. And then he went on last season, if not Dortmund, being Dortmund last season, at the last game of the season. And they ended up winning the title. If not, nothing for Bayern Munich and Thomas.
For Thomas Tuchel, you can take the man out of Chelsea, but you can't take Chelsea out of the man.
Chelsea fans are not like that. Chelsea fans are not for winning, even if... I think it's the first time that Chelsea actually are going 2 years without a trophy.
Come on.
Chelsea for winning since now.
Thomas Tuchel is the guy that was sacked at PSG.
Mm-hmm.
Sacked at Dortmund. Now, for Klopp, when Klopp was about to leave Dortmund, he was not sacked. He left honorably. Even when he left Stuttgart to Dortmund, he was not sacked. No, he took on a new challenge.
Okay.
And now you see how he's about to leave Liverpool too. He's not sacked. So Thomas Tuchel, even as the fact that he did well in those clubs, but this particular Bayern Munich job is one that they had to neglect a coach who was giving them issues, talking about Julian Nagelsmann, and they brought in someone that they feel
was
like
giving them issues, but then he was winning trophies for them.
Yeah. He was and not doing well. So well.
Yeah,
he was not out of the trophies. He was not out of the competitions. He had
probably a treble if he was still there.
He had a proper win, a good win success rate or good win rate. Good win ratio. Yeah, that's the word. Had a good win ratio than Thomas Tuchel. I think I saw it something like 84 games. He had just lost some amount of.
Some club decisions like this. Now you probably think that Interpol need to go and investigate that club, because for Bayern Munich officials and owners to sit down and say, okay, we're letting go of Julian Nagelsmann, and they were bringing in Thomas Tuchel, and he ended up winning just the league title by a whisker, because it was narrow escape for them. And then toward the season, you look at Bayern Munich team, for instance, and you ask yourself, what improvement has the coach brought in? Aside their playing pattern, individual players, which players have you improved? We're raving about Jamel Musiala, for instance, and now we're like, where is this guy?
Where is he dropping the same like performance?
The way he was last season, or 2 seasons back, 3 seasons back, this guy was in contention for, we're talking about awards. He's always in contention for those awards now. Aside Harry Kane, scoring good goals, he has broken records in Bayern Munich. Every other player in that team, I'm talking about Upamecano. That one has been record after record. And
at least now, there's no more Upa Maguire again. He's now staying on his own. Maguire has found his form. Upamecano, you too. Go and find
But you look at the tactics for Thomas. Sometimes he plays Choupo-Moting as a number 10. He's using the tactics that Ten Hag used last season against Barcelona, playing Vegas as a 10 in the game against Rashford. Barcelona. But then you look at what Thomas is bringing against a team like Bayer Leverkusen. You see Xabi Alonso's side when they play football, their full backs are Frimpong has scored lots of goals and had lots of assists. Frimpong, he's like the full backs are so Grimaldo, so good.
Grimaldo, Jeremy Frimpong, even when they are not starting, there is another system he brings in.
Even losing their one of their best striker. Talk about Boniface. Yes, they are still.
They had to get Boya Iglesias from Real Betis, and he has been doing so well to coming in. Though he's not hitting the marks like Victor Boniface would do, but great business from them. They knew what they wanted to do this season, as they tried last season, but they lost due to some not having that enough squad. They've now Jonathan Tah, Rock at the back, Edmond Tapsoba doing so well.
And then they got Kero in Kapi, Arsenal's so well too.
Granit Xhaka is like the missing piece that Xabi Alonso has been looking for all the while, because he brings the link from the defense to the attack, and you know how he can be. Patrick Schick is old and he can still score the goals.
But they're scoring lots of goals and they're unbeaten. They've broken Bayern Munich's record of unbeaten in all competition. They are still in the Europa League. They are still 8 points above Bayern Munich in second position. And people always say that at the end of the day, probably Bayern Munich will still probably indicate like they did against Dortmund. I want to believe that
it's going to be quite
Alonso has learned from Dortmund's mistake. And even though drop points, which is certain because they can't end up go on winning all their games.
If they do, Uncle.
If they don't, it's gonna be very tough. I don't think that record by Arsenal's invisible can ever. I can remember when Barcelona tried it. The team that beat them, one small team like that. Even Watford ended Liverpool's own.
Yeah.
Thinking that they're gonna go unbeaten. So I'm not gonna say that Bayern Munich and Bayern Leverkusen are gonna play like the entire season unbeaten. But you're gonna see when they played against Bayern Munich 3-0 that win. When you watch those games, you're like, is this the Bayern Munich? Because even in Champions League, when they pair you with Bayern Munich, you're scared. You pee on your pants.
People like Barca like this.
Ask Barcelona.
If they see the draw, like, just say, Bayern Munich is
like, sick. There's this joy
inside Thomas.
Joshua Kimmich, Müller, these players they are a different kind of like vibe when it comes to winning, because they have this winning. There's always winning mentality there. It's always
even
there.
For the clubs, you know, I mentioned even when we're talking about Girona, that clubs like Bayern Munich, there are teams that once they know that you're a good player, Oga, go and take him.
I think in German league, there's just this vibe. They are brotherly. Even in the women's side, Wolfsburg happened to be the top side in the women's side in the league. Actually, just sold their best DM defender, one of the best in the women's football. She has left. She's going to leave at the end of the season. She's still there. She signed a contract to like move to Bayern Munich next season, but they're pre-contract. But she's still playing for Wolfsburg, and like they're moving to the enemy side. Like they shake hands, bro. Well done. Nice doing business with you, and it's just. They get on with things. I'm like, why would you do that?
They do it a lot now.
But I think for Xabi, the way his team plays, like you watch them and you're like, oh, fall in love with football again and again and again. Like there's always your seat, like, I'm a football.
Let's see how. And the fact that if you look at the formation, coincidentally, it's almost like Thomas Tuchel's formation.
Yes.
That he used to win the Champions League 3-4.
But the same, not the same thing this man, my uncle Jose Peseiro did in the AFCON for Nigeria.
The difference is that
their wing backs are very, very good.
And even their center backs are cool with the ball. They're cool with the ball and they can also press forward and they are good set pieces too.
You have Granit Xhaka in midfield.
Outside
there. Arsenal, are they missing him? Well, they had Declan Rice.
They have,
Rice is very costly. Costly rice.
Rice is much. One man's transfer fee that they used to buy. West Ham used to buy like three players.
Well, but for Bayern Munich, I don't know. Somebody said they probably have to go and arrest Thomas Tuchel. But then you look at it now. He went from winning the Champions League with Chelsea. We saw players like he won Coach of the Year, UEFA Coach of the Year. We saw Mendy win Coach of Goalkeeper of the Year. We saw almost four players.
We almost saw Jorginho win the Ballon d'Or.
They had chances to probably score more goals in the final against Man City. But then just that one goal from Kai Havertz. But then you see, for a coach to go, I'm not saying that winning Champions League makes you the greatest of all coaches, but then from going to that level. Then going down to getting sacked from Chelsea and then struggling at Bayern Munich.
Now, I think for Thomas Tuchel, what he has always lacked is time from the clubs. Now, when he was at Dortmund,
Time to sink them completely.
No, not time to sink them now. It's time to like, okay, this is what is wrong. I'm seeing these are the things that are wrong. Oh, please give me time to change it. But fans are a factor. The owners are a factor. People invest. Investors too are a factor on things that can get the club agitated to, you know, move on quickly. And Bayern Munich, I know they are not a very, very calm side when it comes to managers. But for Bayern Munich, they need to leave. Give him time. Just give him time.
Give him time.
Give him time again.
And Bayern Munich actually lost the first leg of the UCL round of 16 for the first time in 11 seasons.
Lost back to 11 seasons.
They had zero shot on target in that game against Lazio. Well, it's just 1-0, but then there's a reverse second leg coming up.
And they lost back to back. Three games.
Imagine Bochum. Yeah, had they pronounced that name, Bochum. 3-2 against Bayern Munich at home. Bayern Munich took the lead first of all. I'm like, okay, maybe it's not going to be the Bayern Leverkusen issue today. They're going to blow this team away. And then I'm seeing 1-1.
Upamecano that.
Well, before Upamecano had the red card, it was already really leading now. 2-1.
2-1, rather. Upamecano, you did not start the game. You had the red card against Lazio. Okay, they said that your red card, don't bring it to you. Now went to go and they put him on the bench. They now stopped. It was even in the first half. Immediately they sub you. Second half, you can't cut. Red, just minutes after getting the first yellow card, you got the red card. And people will say, Harry Kane is playing midfield. Harry Kane is in. We just hope that.
I don't think Kane has. He's scoring the goals.
But
as a striker.
Goals.
But in that game, he missed lots of goals in that
even
game. In particular game, he missed lots of goals. But then again, as a striker, just like Haaland, I think one of the best strikers that score lots of goals tend to miss chances a whole lot.
Yeah,
lost to this team. How would it even finish this Bayern Munich in Champions League? Interpol will arrest you.
For Harry Kane, all I just have to say, you're a good finisher, but I hope you don't finish Bayern.
Well, away from Harry Kane down to English Premier League, one of the most entertaining and entertaining. I think advertisement for Premier League. But then again,
I disagree.
Officially, we have
where's my bell?
A three horse. We have a three horse race in the EPL.
Liverpool, Man City, Arsenal. Who takes it this season?
It's a battle of I don't know. The usual sports suspects. We know Man City are non-favorites because we know the antecedents. They've always, even though they are lacking behind, they just enter gear 10 and they nick it probably towards the end of the season. Liverpool can tell. Arsenal themselves can also tell from last season. And then they, somehow this season, even their games they've played this season, they don't look like the people that won the treble last season. They've been poor in some of the games. Yeah, in some of the games. They've been poor in some of the games. Then you move from them to the league leaders right now, Liverpool. Now, Liverpool, Klopp said he's leaving at the end of the season for sabbatical. And it's like the entire club, our players, are now playing for him. Do you understand? Because even with the amount of injuries they have in the team, they are still granting our results and scoring goals. Even Nunes, they even cheap keep ourselves. I'm like, Nunes, you!
No, Nunes is a whole box of chaos. The box of chaos.
I think he does things the hard way. He doesn't like easy goals.
That
very difficult
guy just passes the ball inside the net. You know, he want to dribble the player. Like, let the ball hit the bar. It's this one. And before he enter the
net. Like I said, the players will want to finish on a high for Jurgen Klopp, seeing that this is last season in the club. Now you go to Arteta, who last season everybody was raving that probably this is Arsenal's time to win the Premier League, and then they ended up being the bottlers FC. Just like Dortmund, they and Dortmund will share it.
They actually shared it last season. It was
and they were very close. At some point, they were 8 points ahead of Man City.
It was
they were playing good football.
Very bad. I remember.
And then
they remember
fell.
That goal.
The elephant fell from the tree. Yes,
Jorginho's goal against Aston Villa.
Exactly.
That goal. Arsenal fans not allow me breathe that day. You know what I mean? They don't allow me breathe. They say, this is our league. This sign. The signs are very clear. When you score 9 minutes goals in consecutive games,
the signs are clear. The title of Elephant on the Tree was on the tree for a very long time, and then eventually the elephant fell. But I want to believe that Arsenal have learned from
their lesson,
that the mistakes of last season, especially bringing in Declan Rice, I think is a huge, huge, huge deal for them in the Premier League this season. Now, for these three sides, now a whole lot's happening. Pep wants to become the first coach in England and Premier League in league to win four straight. In even Alex Ferguson
isn't even for double treble.
Yes, and then you move down to Klopp, who probably won their in Liverpool's first EPL in 30 something years. Now he probably will be leaving. If he wins it, he'll be leaving with
two Premier League.
And people be arguing that, okay, maybe you carry him up there as a top five, among the top five greatest coaches of all time.
In Premier League.
Then you get on to Arteta, who probably made... Yes, definitely. He's doing so well. He's doing so well.
Seeing
the way he started at Arsenal and where I'm taking them from down to this point. If he wins the Premier League, he becomes the youngest coach ever to win the Premier League title in England.
Makes sense.
Now,
for his Spaniard, safe.
Exactly. So these three things now is like apprentice, teacher, which one? Pep Guardiola and Klopp. It's a whole lot.
Arteta is the apprentice of Pep.
They moved from the German league down to the Premier League now, and then there's a Pep who probably cloned his second Arteta to come and make it interesting.
That's what we're seeing last season.
And there's a Ten Hag who is a Pep wannabe.
No, he say his era come to an end.
Errors
coming to an end.
More things on your head.
Klopp is leaving.
He said errors. Klopp is going and he's top of the league.
Nah,
Pep won the treble last season, and this season is still close to that place.
Maybe you can say Arteta and
that's even not sack himself.
What's it called? Klopp and Pep. One had here, one did not have here.
Okay.
Maybe it's Arteta and one has it, one didn't have it.
Well, I don't think Pep is leaving Premier League anytime soon now.
Back to these three
clubs now, it's a whole lot. We've always seen a two-horse race in the Premier League. Man City and Liverpool. Man United, when Bruno was there, was Man United, Man City.
Even Solskjaer.
Yes, but then it was not as tight as this period or last 2-3-4 seasons. But then we saw Man City and Liverpool, and then we saw Man City and Arsenal, and now we are seeing three. This probably has to be the most exciting in the last few seasons in the Premier League.
So for these three horse races, let me say for Liverpool, how it can be possible? Because checking through the fixture list,
they have the
remaining schedule out of the three sides.
Okay,
because they have some just few. Maybe
big sides.
Yeah, three to four big sides. If you want to count,
but you know, big side.
Yeah, they can't. They
one thing about Premier League is that when it gets to that tail end of the season where those teams are battling for the relegation, don't write them off because they will drag all their things.
Well, they'll
do like Ghana, Mozambique. 9 minutes goes to just kick Ghana out of the AFCON.
If not for VAR that cuts down and
it doesn't even matter. Say if Mozambique does drag Ghana, so all those teams are like Mozambique, they will want to drag points from you.
Well,
but for them now, Klopp, they have so many injuries. They are navigating through the injuries,
injuries to key players: Alisson, Arnold, Jota, Szoboszlai, Curtis Jones, and so many others that they've had that stop gap.
Key players. Now, for me, Alisson number one.
Alisson is there. Arnold is there. Even Robertson just came back not quite long, and now.
As an Arnold himself is also going in and out of injuries.
It's been out. But one outstanding thing is that about them, they've had just two losses so far.
Yeah, the league.
Just two losses. And that's like the lowest. But their draw, it just shows you that the mentality of the players now, this is something about Liverpool. I drop it. But I want to tell you how far they've gone. And it's going to be very dangerous for them going into the end of the season because they're a team that they've not had control of games recently. They are not the Liverpool side who boss possession, who boss chances. Now, this season,
last season they had the likes of Fabinho, Anderson, and Naby Keita at some point in midfield.
The new midfield are not the one that keep possession. They're the one that try to find creating chances here and there. So one issue they've had is keeping possession, and they've actually considered a lot of counter attacks while trying to look for creating chances here and there. So that might just hurt them this season, going through the remaining games.
Yes.
Because a lot of teams are looking for points to get. Because at the end of the season, nobody wants to go down. For Arsenal did so well. like, getting more goals into
Arsenal's,
their Arsenal.
Arsenal in 2024 is like, they entered another gear. Like, they are unbeaten so far in the league.
Fine.
The wins they've been getting, they're trashing teams, scoring goals up and down. Their
them
fans,
they now.
But they get premium
na
orgasm na, right
na,
now.
Them they really know. But it just shows you that as not long ago, we were complaining that Arsenal were not scoring goals again. Probably for a don't finish.
Saka.
But now that they are scoring plenty goals.
Yeah.
Do we know how much that way will take them? But one thing I recommend Arsenal
gas,
for
no finish.
Coming into the season is that they added more goals to their Arsenal due to last season. And they saw that there's another chance for us to win it again this season. But the end of last season was due to injuries to key players. Saliba generally. But this season, if players like Saka, Odegaard, Saliba, Gabriel, those four players, if they get injured.
No, but I think one good thing about Arsenal is the fact that they share their goals. They don't rely on just one person to score goals.
Even
the Declan Rice have scored, as a DM, he has scored some number of goals, had assists.
Yeah.
You've seen Kai Havertz score goals. We've seen Odegaard score goals. We've seen Trossard coming from the bench, Martellini, Gabriel Jesus, Saka.
But Arsenal also have had injury issues too. Recently they have Partey on the injury list. Fabio Vieira, Tomiyasu, Zinchenko, Gabriel Jesus. So those are some key players in their starting lineup, but you cannot just move them out. Outside them, they've been scoring goals, playing so well.
I think the fact that last season they didn't have much their bench and their squad depth was quite thin compared to Man City.
Now they have even more quality players in that squad, and probably they might just push up, but like I said, injuries to key players like Saka, you cannot replace him. Saka and their right winger that they used to bring in, Nelson. Saka's impact and Nelson's impact
respect
is different.
Nelson.
Now, Martinelli, now they found out that Trossard can actually replace him. But Gabriel Jesus, Kai Havertz can actually replace him.
I think another good thing is that their front three can rotate. Anyhow, but like, as a defensive side, you will find it hard to play against them because they go. Besides, Saka is always manning to the right side. Sometimes he changes possession.
For players like
I said,
Odegaard, who can replace him? They tried replacing him with Fabio Vieira. You don't really see the impact. Emi Smith Rowe too injured. Both of them are even now injured. If Odegaard gets injured, come on, you can start doubting Arsenal hopes.
Liverpool don't have. These sides still have Champions League, Man City and Arsenal. They're still in Champions League round of 16.
Liverpool have Europa League.
So they are still in Europe. They have European commitments. And like Arsenal are out of every other cup competition aside the Premier League and the Champions League. For Liverpool, they still have to face Chelsea in the Carabao Cup final.
Yeah.
And then for Man City, they are still in running for Champions League and the Premier League and the FA Cup. So now for Man City now, we saw them last season how they won the league, won the Champions League, won the with signing Erling Haaland's first season. But then Haaland this season, even though he went out, he was injured for a long time, he still came back and he's still the top scorer in the league. Generally, Salah too was out also, yes. But then for him to still be in that position till now should show you how and someone like him, he might miss lots of chances and not score for a period of time, but the moment he starts scoring again,
I think that's the end.
Just get your defenses to start sleeping because he will beat you and beat you all over again. There are recent games, he hasn't been like the Haaland we know. Just like the fact that the
synergy between
him and De Bruyne, yes.
No,
De Bruyne said come on injury, they're still trying to understand again and build that partnership.
And the thing
partnership.
Is that once they start clicking, then forget about it. Another good thing is
Foden. Foden now, last season, we didn't see much of Foden. Like, he wasn't really a starter, like starting games. He scored goals previous season. I think this has to be his best season in Man
arguably.
City. Arguably, yes, because he has scoring goals.
Creating
he's creating chances.
Crucial
and
goals.
He's playing consistently. Yes, so he's always in the side. People always say you are the golden boy for Man City Academy and you're not playing constantly. But I think for one of their issues has to be maybe wingers in the sense that Doku is not really giving you what Grealish will give you. Grealish is not
the assist, but he's
pushing the attack.
Doku tries to.
Amori Doku, he's a all those 1v1 position, if you watch Doku and you watch Grealish, no, I think of recent I watch Man City, I think they will miss Grealish more than Doku.
Nah, Doku can play left and right. And it depends on the kind of formation Guardiola wants to implement. That will show you how good Doku is. Doku comes on, you always see the spark in
where you find him
is probably the goals for him. But he trying to create chances is not out of it.
Create chances is not the one that you will dribble and enter your team
and pass the ball back.
You have to find your teammates. That's the main thing.
But he's trying.
He's
in a big club, but for 100 million, he did not get it exactly at first. He didn't get it. It was, do you know how Grealish was? When I say manhandled on social media, when I mean no, like that. But for Man City going till the end of the season, they also have huge appeal.
Mm.
A lot of big teams. Let me tell you how they'll be facing like back to back. Man U, Liverpool, Aston Villa, Brighton.
Man is not even there in the equation.
No, Manchester Derby is big. Against Liverpool is quite tough. Aston Villa who are trying.
Another time, 6-3. Erling Haaland's entire body system will pump up.
With the rise.
Folding, the boy, all of them will just turn up. But I think...
But they have a huge fixture list coming
up. Of course, but then we always know them. When they get to that era where they go on a number of unbeaten games. They've shown it so far. They never start, though.
12 consistent.
Yeah, they never start this season yet. Start that game, especially the fact that they have Rodri now actively playing. We know that once they have Rodri in their side for Man City, it was a big miss whenever he's out injured. So for them now, last season we saw a lot of John Stones playing. This season we're not seeing John Stones playing that much.
Injured.
Yes, in and out. So for them, I think they themselves also... I think that other things are catching up, but I will not really say that other people are just playing catch up to Man City. I think at some point, Man City themselves will play catch up to the likes of Arsenal.
Man City every team are trying to play catch up to Liverpool, to Man City. Yeah.
Who's stopping the league?
Liverpool is stopping the league now. But
even if Man City have an outstanding game,
Man City has not even started itself.
We are always saying they're not ready. What if they don't even start? What if we're going to finish for their journey?
And so this season, BB, that you go accept and say, now so this. But you should not just write them off like that, despite their up and upturn in form and downturn. They're not decided to like just write off like that. But three people to win.
Look out for winning the Premier League this season. So no Tottenham.
Tottenham.
No Newcastle.
No Aston Villa.
At some point, you saw Aston Villa in second position.
You know, Zina, that was a fluke.
Mm.
You can see them now.
But they are still in European League spots.
Lose, win, just like Manchester.
No, I think they had a very good home front, like an unbeaten record at home.
Then when they breached
the gap like this, they were losing at home.
They were winning away. You know, makes sense.
And Newcastle last season and Newcastle this season are two very different teams. Injuries.
You would say that, but I would still argue that not only injuries played to the fact that the form of the players too hits them. The form of the players have not been as top notch as last season. You know, before the season, we were talking about their involvement in Champions League, how it will affect them.
Yes.
And how, if can they really sustain it? Can they fight for the Premier League and the... So this is what it's just the repercussion of.
But they're already out of Europe. So all focus is just on the league.
They lost some of their key players during their preparations to that. We didn't even know that Sandro Tonali was going to go for that betting sabbatical.
It's a sabbatical.
He's betting sabbatical now. Okay. You know, and this is he's gone. And people like Joe Linton now has been revived in Eddie Howe and injuries here and there. The key players that he bought. Anthony Gordon is now the one playing up front. Listen, that Isak has not been really consistent with his presence.
So everybody in the league should just look at Man City, Arsenal, and Liverpool.
Yes.
These are the guys that are going to win the league.
These are the guys to watch.
Definitely in the league.
Maybe you, maybe me, maybe... Oh, red, blue.
I don't think I'm supporting Arsenal because if Liverpool win, they will equal my United record of 20 league titles.
So?
And that's... I don't know. Arsenal, their fans make lots of noise. Like,
It's a London team.
And Man City, I know that Man City, yes, Pep will become the first winning four straight. We had the treble record.
As a man, you find you are in
we had
you're
the three
dilemma.
Straights. Omo, we're in trouble.
As a man,
like,
you find
you're in a dilemma. Team, the three of them, but I don't. Definitely can't be Arsenal because the noise they will make in my ear.
I think the best pick for you, Man U fans, I think it has to be Arsenal.
Nah.
Because if Liverpool wins, they will be on par with Manchester United.
Mm.
If Man City wins, Sir Alex Ferguson's manager of the century, best manager in Premier League, is at stake.
It's at stake. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It's a record that is there, but I don't think it's going to remove Pep from Pep from being who Pep is and bringing him into maybe above Ferguson. I'm not so sure. People say yes. He has done a whole lot of things in Man City.
Your best bet has
arguably
to be Arsenal.
No, not Arsenal.
Arsenal has to win. But if they don't win it.
Only last season that they were very close. I know what my ears, my eardrums could not even contain what the things that happened, the hype.
I want to get close
like last season and then drop again as usual.
Bad belly, I agree with my full chest.
I'm hating with my full chest.
But please, don't do bad belly. Like, subscribe, share.
Follow us on all social media platforms. Let us know who you think will win the Premier League, the La Liga, and
Bundesliga.
Let us team continue this fantastic record.
Can Girona take it to the end of the season?
Probably drag the big sides till the end of the season, and will Arsenal fall like Alale fans they did like last season again?
This is by the way too much. See you in the next episode.
Bye.